The Braves trying to snap the Dodgers' 11-game winning streak. Cody Bellinger ready for this one, as is Kurt Suzuki for Atlanta. First inning, a man on for Freddie Freeman facing Brandon McCarthy.
Freeman, left-handed hitter, ground ball pass, a diving Bellinger into right field for a hit. Enciarte will score easily, and just like that, the Braves take a 1-0 lead. Drills one to left, a long run for Taylor, and he's not going to get it. One hop over the short wall into the stands. Freeman comes in to score. Kemp on the ground rule double, held at third. And just like that, Atlanta's got a 2-0 lead, and McCarthy is getting hit hard. Infield probably be playing in. But this base hit wouldn't have mattered. In the right center field, a hit. Freeman with the RBI. Phillips comes in to score, and Atlanta has a 3-1 lead. Fly ball to left field. Heading back is Taylor. He's in front of the bullpen wall. He leaps, and it's gone. A home run. A two-run home run for Kurt Suzuki. His eighth of the year. A two-run shot. Atlanta with a 5-1 lead. Here's the 1-1. Into short center field. Sprinting in. And an over-the-shoulder catch made by Camargo to end the game. A spectacular play turned in by Johan Camargo, who has, first time we've seen him, what a terrific young player, second base, shortstop, and then a game-saving catch to end it.
The Braves snapped the Dodgers' 11-game winning streak, taking it 6-3. Mike Foltynewicz wins his fifth straight decision, allowing 3 runs in 6 1/3 frames. Brandon Phillips had to leave the game with right hamstring tightness. The Dodgers' 11-game winning streak finally snapped. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
I think, there's some mechanics, but, as the game progressed, there was a blister that formed, too. So we're going to dig into that after this and talk to the training staff. I don't know how bad it was or if it affected his command, but I think the stuff was good, velocity, sinker good, but just the command in the strike zone. Ball's in the middle part of the plate, and I thought that he gained some traction in the game, but the walk and then the home run by Suzuki, you know, put those guys in good spot, and we had to keep battling back, but I definitely don't think it's mental. I think it's something with the mechanics a little bit and probably the blister too.
Is the blister the reason it came out, or you found that out?
No, I found I knew there was some blister, but the training staff had confidence he can keep going out there. So that was in that fourth inning. So he felt fine. We monitored it. So I haven't seen it afterward, and I'll hear more.
Did the blister come to your attention in any of previous starts, like mid-game?
It's been a little bit, I wouldn't say an issue, but it's something that I've been mindful of in a couple of his past starts, but didn't get to this point after he came out of that fourth inning. Heard a little bit from the trainer that it got a little bit worse. So again, we'll go back and look at it.
With Rich, when he had a blister early in the season, the decision obviously was to have him take some time off, kind of start a season over, let the callus form. Is that an option on the table for Brandon?
I think it's an option, but I think it's one of those things that, we'll talk to the trainers, talk to Brandon, and see how it responds tomorrow, how it looks tomorrow. And, with Kenta and Ryu, we have options. But most importantly, we got to make sure he's right. So we'll kind of have that conversation. But we have some time for that.
Yes, Monty, just what does it say about him? He has a little procedure today, and then he plays, and then has two real big hits for you guys.
He's tough. He's tough. And, to catch 9 innings, to go out there and hit a homer, put some at-bats together, compete. And, that was a big hit, even in the ninth, to give us a chance, and we had some balls on the screws and didn't get anything to show for it. Tying run at the plate, Corey on deck, so it was looking pretty good for us. But Yasmani, he wants to be out there.
Does it feel a little strange to lose after all this time?
It's a weird feeling. It's different, and even to that last out, I thought we were going to find a way to win the game. But I guess we got to start another one tomorrow.
Yeah.
back to Brandon for a second. If it turns out the blister's not a big deal, does he start in his next turn, or is that to be determined?
I think that's to be determined. Obviously, you know, you look at his last four starts, and they were okay, not great. You know, he was a couple pitches from making them very good. And tonight, you know, from the outset, just didn't, you know, have the command that I know he would like. So, you know, once we get a little bit more clarity on the blister, then we can make a more, I guess, educated decision.
Up next, the series against the Braves continues on Friday with Alex Wood on the Hill.